Next month's Shabbos, we're going to start saying Slichas. I thought maybe today we'll talk a little bit about Inyanei Slichas, or with Shilas that come up, exactly what to say and how to say and when to say. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. Shulchan Aruch Hinuchas Rosh Hashanah and Simitav Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Aleph writes that there's a minig to get up Ashmores to say Slichas and Tachanunim from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. There's an old minig to get up Ashmores. The last Ashmura, you know, the night is divided into three parts. So the last Ashmura, you divide the night. Now the night is less than 12 hours, right? Mishkia is like 7:15, somewhere around there. Los HaShachar is like at 5:15 or so. So it's actually less than 12 hours. So the Ashmuras are not going to be 4 hours apiece. So the minig is to get up at the last Ashmura when it's still nighttime to say Slichas. This is the minig of the Svarim. They're from Rosh Chodesh Elul. They start saying Slichas. They say Slichas for 40 days. Ashkenazim start blowing the shofar at the beginning of Chodesh Elul. But as the Rama says, we only start saying Slichas the week before Rosh Hashanah. The week before, the Sunday before the Matzah Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah. That's the minig of the Ashkenazim. And if Rosh Hashanah falls out either on a Monday or a Tuesday, right? Can Rosh Hashanah fall out on a Monday? What days can Rosh Hashanah not fall out on? Does anyone know? Lo what? Lo Adu Rosh, right? Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Adu, on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. That's the calendar, right? So it can fall out on Monday or Tuesday, it can fall out on Thursday, or fall out on Shabbos. Those are the four options. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday or Tuesday, so then we start Slichas the previous week. This is the longest Slichas that we have. Well, actually, Rosh Hashanah is when? Is it Monday or Tuesday? I forget.
Sunday night, Monday.
Okay, it's not the longest. The longest would be if Rosh Hashanah fell out on Tuesday. Right? Then we'd have an extra day. So, but it's still, it's longer than usual. Longer than usual. If Rosh Hashanah were to fall out on Thursday or on Shabbos, so then you'd only have Slichas from Matzei Shabbos itself. Why do we only say Slichas then? And why is there a difference if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Monday or Tuesday or the other days of the week? So the Mishnah Berurah gives different reasons for why we say Slichas, why the Ashkenazim say Slichas for this short period of time. One of the reasons is that it says Va'asisem Ola. Regarding Rosh Hashanah in the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas, it uses a different lashon. It doesn't say V'hikravtem, it says Va'asisem Ola. So you should make a Karban Ola. What does that mean? Chazal interpreted that it means on Rosh Hashanah, a person should make himself into a Karban. It's the Yom Adin. This is the time a person has to make himself into a karban. And we know the rule is that karbanos ato'un bikur dalet yomim. Bikur. Levaker behechava, right? You got to check them out. Right? They're to'un bikur dalet yomim. You got to check out the behemoth for 4 days that doesn't have a mum before you bring it as a karban. So that's what we do. We say slichas. It's part of a process of bikur. We check ourselves out, make sure that we've done a proper tshuva, that we can present ourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom Adin. So we need 4 days at least. Before this, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday or on Shabbos, we have 4 days from Matzah Shabbos to check ourselves out, to work on ourselves. We should work on ourselves longer than that, but we have the 4 days of Bika, the 4 days of Slicha, so that's why we say Slichas for the 4 days. The problem is that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday or Tuesday, you're missing a few of the days. So we have to start the week earlier, so we'll have at least 4 days. We have 4 days plus. It's more time to check ourselves out and to work on ourselves. But we need at least 4 days. So that's why the Slichas this year is going to start a week earlier. Not the Matzah Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, but rather the previous week. When do we say Slichas? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Bashmores means the last Ashmura, the last four-hour period in Shah's Manius. Right? So the way it is now, it'll be a little bit less than 4 hours. Right, so if Alos HaShachar is around, I think next week it'll be around 5:15 or so on Sunday. So the last Ashmur is going to be three or some odd hours beforehand. It'll be 2-something, right? 2:15, a little bit before 2:15, whatever. That's the last Ashmur. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You should say the Slichas in the last Ashmur of the night. Say it at night. Some of you may know the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara Brachas and Daf Gimel says that the last Ashmur of the night is an Eis Ratzon. So that's why the Minig developed. The Chachmei HaKabbalah know of these things, so they developed the Minig that you should say Slichas during a time of Ratzon, during an Eis Ratzon, that's the last Ashmur of the night. Others claim that one can say Slichas anytime after Chatzos. We know that after Chatzos is also an Eis Ratzon. by Tikkun Chatzos. There's an old minhag to say Tikkun Chatzos for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Some have that minhag. The Tikkun Chatzos also we only want to say by Eis Ratzon. So also after Chatzos is also an Eis Ratzon, not just the last Hashmur of the night, but after Chatzos is also an Eis Ratzon. Some say that you can, or maybe you should say Slichas at that time after Chatzos. The Sefer Mate Ephraim that collects a lot of the halachas of the Yom Noraim, he says nowadays we're not to say Slichas even after Alos Hashach. We say Slichas after Alos Hashach. I guess it's too hard to get up, to stay up late. So we say it after Alos Hashach, meaning after the next day has started. Except the first day. Mate Ephraim says the first day, the old minig is to say Slichas during the last Hashmura at night. Because the pismon, in the slichas that we say, we mention Laila, we say b'zakosim ba'od Laila, we say Hashem, listen to the tefillas of Klal Yisrael, b'zakosim ba'od Laila, when they cry to you when it's still night. It's like Dover Shkarim, it would seem like a lie if you're going to say that in the morning, so you're not, it's not really night. We also say Ritzei Asirasom ba'omdom ba'leilos. Right? Listen to their tefillah, accept their tefillah, Asirasom ba'omdom ba'leilos, when they get up at night. During the night. So you want to say that at night. So the minig is, even though many say slichas by day, even after Alos HaShachar, the first night, they'll say it earlier. They'll say it during the night because they want to fulfill this lashon. They want to be able to say this language in the pismon. There are some minyanim that actually say it by day the first night, the first day also. But if you're saying it by day, you shouldn't say this line because that doesn't make any sense. Unless you're saying in general when they cry to you at night. I'm not talking about this particular slicha. It's probably better just to leave that line out. The Beshechter is very makbid to say slichas after chatzos. He doesn't say slichas in the morning. Because he says that slichas was instituted by the Chachmei HaKabbalah. He says you have to play by the rules. And the Chachmei HaKabbalah say that slichas is supposed to be recited by Esrat. So you got to do that. So either say it during the last Ashmura. That's going to be very difficult for us because even those who stay up in the dormitory late, but there's a limit to how late people stay up, right? Not going to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning or until 2:30 in the morning to first start slichas. That's a little too late. 2:15, now we can handle it. 2:30, that's already too late. So to say it in the last Hashmur, that's difficult. But to say it after Chatzos, that we can do. When is Chatzos? When is Chatzos? Only like 12:45. I'm sorry? About 12:50, right? Somewhere around there. So that's not so difficult. Even people who don't stay up so late normally. People stay up, I don't know, till 12:15 or to 12:30. So to stay up a little bit later, it's not staying up till 12:50. You got to stay up for the slichas. It's whatever, half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour. In the base medrash, maybe it's 45 minutes, I don't know, whatever. So it's a little bit later, 1:30, but it's not staying up till the last Ashmur. So people push themselves. Rabbi Shechter holds very strongly. If you got to play by the rules, if the Chachmei HaKabbalah say that Slichah is supposed to be recited by Eisrat, and that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. The minig in the yeshivas is not to do that. The minig in many yeshivas is to say it in the morning. They're afraid it's just going to ruin the learning. The bachim are not going to be able to concentrate properly. There's an interesting comment of the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva there in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkad Nala quotes a Tur Barekis. The Tur Barekis is one of the Gedolei Poskim. It's quoted every so often. So he says that during these times, when it's supposed to be marbe b'slichas, more than Talmud Torah, he says not as much a time. It's a time that one's supposed to learn. Don't get me wrong. It's a wonderful schus to have Talmud Torah, but he says this is an ace rotzon. It's a time. It's a zman for tefillah. It's a zman for tefillah. You have to sacrifice a little bit of the learning. That means that if you have to take a nap in the afternoon, you have to take an hour nap to stay up a little bit later. So take an hour nap, and then you'll be able to stay up later, and the learning. You're going to lose a little bit of time because you're taking an hour nap in the afternoon, but you'll still have the tefillah ba'es ratzon. So some say that you're supposed to be machmer for this tur barekis. Rabbi Shechter would say that you have to try to be machmer to stay up later so you can say slichas at the right time. The minig in many places is to say it in the morning. It's okay. If you don't have a particular minig, it's okay to follow the minig of many yeshivas to say it in the morning. If you really feel that your learning is going to be turned upside down, sometimes that's a game changer. A person just doesn't feel a sense of shleimus. He feels this, he's all tzimish, the whole day he's all mixed up and everything is just not working properly. So a person has to judge for themselves, should ask a Rebbe, and judge for yourself whether you feel like you can handle it. Will you be able to handle the day and be productive especially in learning, if you're going to stay up late for the slichas. But it's important to know that there's a value to it. There is a value to saying slichas at the right time. It's just there are other values. Sometimes there's a clash of different Torah values, as we heard over Shabbos, a beautiful shiur. Right? So we have to know how to reconcile the clash, how to judge properly in that clash. The Shari Tshuva quotes on the Birkei Yosef that there are some places where they say slichas at night, before chatzos. And he speaks very strongly against it. He says that you really shouldn't do that, because we assume that the nighttime is a time of din. So the time of din, so you really shouldn't say slichas then, because you're not going to awaken the rachamei shamayim that you need if it's a time of din. That's what the Birkei Yosef says. L'chora, one should try to follow this. I know there are minyanim like this. There are people who feel that they can't. They're getting up early in the morning anyway. They're going to work and they're getting up, I don't know, for a 6 o'clock minyan. It's too difficult for them to get up any earlier. So they have a minyan, you know, there's a 10 o'clock marav. And after marav, you hear Ashrei. It's not that they're davening mincha after marav. They're starting slichas after marav. It's not really appropriate. It's really better. It's really better to do it in the morning. To try to rearrange one's schedule a little bit, to get a little more sleep or something, to go to sleep earlier. Try to chop an earlier marv than a 10 o'clock marv. Go to sleep a little bit earlier so you can get up early to say the slichas before Shabbos. And if you can't, if it's too early, if your schedule doesn't permit, so say slichas later in the day. Some say that if you can't say slichas in the morning, better to say slichas before mincha, because mincha is an eis rotzen. Mincha, close to shkia, is an eis rotzen. So if you have the time, you can do it then. People who are working, it's too difficult for them. They're still at work, so they can't. It's not so simple. I'm just saying to say slichas at night is not a pashut azach. One should ask a shayla before they join such a minyan to say slichas at night. It's best to say slichas in the last hashmura or after chatzos. If you can't do that, so then you can say the slichas in the morning before davening. I should point out that even those who say slichas in the morning before davening, the old minig is to say the first, to stay up until chatzos for the first night. And before we said that the minig is to say it the last ashmura, right? To say it during the nighttime. But even those who are not going to say it in the last, they're going to say it during the day, right? But the first night, one should bedavka say it after chatzos, not at the last ashmura. Even those who have the minig to say it at the last Hashmura, to say it during the daytime, the first night they say it dafka between Chatzos and the last Hashmura. At Chatzos. Why? Why should you say dafka right after Chatzos? Because the pizman of the first night of Slicha starts how? Does anyone remember? B'motzai menucha kidamnucha tchila. B'motzai menucha. Motzai Shabbos kidamnucha. We've come before you tchila. Right, this is how we're starting the week. We're starting the week with the process of tshuva. So how can you say b'motzoi menucha, you're gonna stay up or get up early in the last Hashmura? The last Hashmura is still the night, but it's right before the day. That's not b'motzoi menucha anymore. B'motzoi menucha means chatzos. Chatzos is it's like just as the night is turning. Right? Just when Matzah Shabbos, the night, half the night belongs to Matzah Shabbos, the other half belongs to Sunday. So just as everything is turning from Matzah Shabbos to Sunday, b'motzoi menucha kidam nucha tchila, we come before you with slichas. So the old minig is to say the first night right after chatzos. So that a person should try to do, at least the first night, to say slichas right after chatzos. And if you can't say it at that time throughout the week of slichas, throughout the few weeks of slichas, so then you could say it in the morning before davening. That's acceptable. And the other times, so that you should ask a shaylan before you say slichas at night. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even a yochid can say slichas. We mentioned that if you can't find a minyan at the right time and you can't get up early, so you can say slichas in the afternoon before mincha. What does that mean, say slichas? What, you can get a minyan together? So if you can, it's great. But mistami, you're not going to get a minyan together. The rule is that even a yochid can say slichas. It's tachanunin. It's better to say it betzibur. Better to say it betzibur. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mois betfilosan shal rabim. We heard over Shabbos that Tfilas Hatzibur as opposed to a Tfilah Bitzibur. Tfilah Bitzibur is also a good thing. A Tfilas Hatzibur is even stronger, right? When the Tzibur is davening for each other. Right? Chazer is a great thing. Okay. But a Yochid can say Tachanunim, he can say Slichas, except for the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim. That the Yochid is not supposed to say. That's the Bris Krusa to the Tzibur. It's only a Bris for the Tzibur. So you can say all the Slichas, then you can say Kel Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. But when you get to that part that says Kel Hareis Alonu Lomar Shlosh Esrei Uzachar Lano Hayom Brish Shlosh Esrei, that part you should leave in. You can't say that because the Brish Shlosh Esrei is not said to the Yochid. Some say that you can recite the Yud Gimel Midos with the timing. You can recite them with the trup, but just make sure that you say the whole pasuk. Got to say more than what we say over there. Venake, lo yinake, etc. Finish the whole pasuk. So at least you're making reference to the Yud Gimel Midos. You're not saying it as a bris of the Yud Gimel Midos, but you're saying the Yud Gimel Midos. So some do and some don't. But the rest of this, because you can say the whole thing. Say the whole slichas from beginning to end. Say it slowly, right? If you have to say it. The Yechidus, if you don't have a minion, you can't. The time that works for you, you don't have a minion. So say it slowly, just don't say the Yugel Midas Sharachim. Don't mention the part that talks about the bris of Yugel Midas. We start Slichas with Ashrei. What's the purpose of the Ashrei? So that we can say Kaddish before we start Slichas. We say Kaddish on the Ashrei. It's important to have 10 people there before the Kaddish, when you say Ashrei. You can't just say Kaddish when the 10 people come. You know, 6 people are going to say Ashrei, and then 4 other people show up, and then you just say the Kaddish. No, the Kaddish is on Ashrei B'tzibur. So you should say the Ashrei B'tzibur. At least say 3 psukim of Ashrei B'tzibur. The 3 psukim is viewed as a chativa achas. It's one unit. So you should say the 3 psukim. What happens if it's late? You have to start the minyan. Let's say you're davening, I don't know, at a 7 o'clock minyan. The slichas before Rosh Hashanah is, let's say, 20 minutes, right? So they want to start at 6:40. Yeah, but the oil is not there, right? It's already 6:40 and 20 seconds, and they know if they don't start the slichas on time, then the shachar is going to be late, and half the oil is going to be annoyed, and it's not going to be good. You know how it is, right? So you can start the slichas. You can start. You say Ashrei. Say Ashrei. Start the slichas. Shomer tefillah. Start the slichas. And then when you get the tzibur together, just say 3 of those psukim together, the tzibur. Now, all those psukim, shomer tefillah, these are all psukim. Psukim melukatim. Right, we just collect different psukim from Tehillim. So say those psukim, and then when the tzibur comes, normally they come before Hanashamalach. And normally you get the tzibur then. Sometimes you don't, but normally you get the tzibur before then. So just say 3 of those psukim b'tzibur, and then you can say Kaddish right there and then just continue where you're up to. Right, you can save yourself, you know, 2 or 3 minutes that way. That's the Eitzah. You need the Chativa Achaz because you have to say Kaddish on the Amiras Tehillim B'tzibur, but it doesn't have to be Ashrei. It could be other psukim also. The minig is to say Tachnun at the end of the slichas. The Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph and Hilchas Nefilas Apayim. Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel says that we don't do Nefilas Apayim. We don't fall on the arm balay. We don't fall on the arm balay. But in the last Ashmura, the Shulchan Aruch says that you can do Nefilas Apayim. Because it's Karav Layom, it's close to the day. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkotin Yudches, B'Shem Samachronim, who are Mekel, that from Chatzos it's okay. You can do Nefilas Sapayim. So you can be Mekel for that Shita. Even the Shita that says that you don't do Nefilas Sapayim, you'd still say the Mizmer of Nefilas Sapayim. It's just you wouldn't be Nofel. Right? The Mishnah Berurah there says, he quotes from other Achronim, that even those who claim that there's no Nefilas Sapayim, but you can still say the Mizmer, but there are those that are mekel that you can do nefilas sapayim as well. So I think it's okay to be mekel to do nefilas sapayim, at least if you say slichas after chatzos. But erev Rosh Hashanah, so there the Shulchan Aruch Simit Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Gimel says that there's no nefilas sapayim erev Rosh Hashanah because it's erev yomtiv, no different than any other erev yomtiv, right? So what do we do about slichas on erev Rosh Hashanah? So to that the Shulchan Aruch says that we all know from apayim beslichas. If you say slichas in the last Ashmura, because that's not erev Rosh Hashanah yet, it's not the daytime. So if you say slichas erev Rosh Hashanah in the last Ashmura, you will be nofel apayim. What happens if you say slichas erev Rosh Hashanah by day? You wouldn't be nofel apayim. Rabbi Willig once said that if the slicha starts before Alos Hashachar but it ends after Alos Hashachar, so then maybe you can be nofel apayim because as we follow the beginning. You started in the last Ashmura, so then you can be nafla pine. So it's taka nogeya. It's a weekday. Well, actually, no, it's Sunday. Oh, so it's not going to be so early. See, if it's a weekday, so sometimes they have to. It's a long slichas, so they might start. I don't know at 5 o'clock. Start slichas. That's before Alos Hashachar. If it's Sunday, so Kenzan they're not going to start at 5 o'clock. They'll probably start at 7 o'clock. you know. So I'm not sure if this year is going to be relevant. But like, if Rosh Hashanah were to fall out, I don't know, on a Tuesday, right? So Monday morning, Erev Rosh Hashanah, some people are going to go to work, so they'd have an early minyan. So as long as you would start in the last Hashemura, Rabbi Willig would hold that you can do nefilas lapayim after. But if you're going to start the slichas later, so the mistama, you shouldn't be nefil lapayim. You shouldn't say the tachnun afterwards. The Ramah is a very interesting halacha. We'll conclude with this halacha. Ramah says at the end of Sif Aleph that the minig is that the shliach tzibur for slichas davens the rest of the tefilas hayom for the omer as well. Daven shachas and mincha. Now he's assuming that the slichas is going to be at night, right? You're going to say the slichas, and then, well, if it's the last hashmur, you could stay up, but if you say it after chatzos, you're probably going to go to sleep. It doesn't matter. Because the shliach tzibur for slichas, he's the shliach tzibur for shachas and mincha as well. The Magen Avraham says that he's even before an ovel and the yard site. The shliach tzibur for slichas, he davens all of the tefilas of the day. What kind of a strange notion is that? So the Magen Avraham explains that we have an age-old principle that hamaschal b'mitzvah omer lo gemar. Someone who starts the mitzvah, we tell him to complete the mitzvah. So the Achronim asks, Rav Shlomo Vilna, in his Binyan Shlomo, in his Chuvis, in Binyan Shlomo, he asks, what maschal b'mitzvah omer lo gemar? What does that mean? That means that, if someone davens shachris for the Yom on Shabbos, I'm going to ask him to daven musaf as well? If he's the chazan in the shul meila, if he's not the chazan in the shul, you can have the same bal tefila for shachris and musaf. I think most people are not going to want to daven in the shul anymore. I would like to have variety, you know, different nagunim, and this is what, the same sound, the same voice. Even if it's a good, there's some people that talk, you wouldn't mind if he daven both shachris and musaf, you know. But many people, we don't do that kind of thing. So what kind of a strange notion is this? Kind of a strange notion. The Rav once suggested that there's a fundamental yesod over here. That there's really no connection between shachris and musaf per se. I mean, musaf is a tosefis on shachris, but there's no real connection between the two tefillas. There's no connection between musaf and mincha, but there's a strong connection between slichas and the other tefillas hayom. So after Rav, the connection is that slichas is a hakdama to the tefillas hayom. It's a hakdama. That's what it is. It's a hakdama to the tefillas hayom. And he said, Lamashal, let's say a person were to daven slichas, and then for some reason he wasn't able to daven the other tefillas. I don't know, he wasn't feeling well, or he slept through the day, or whatever. So he tied it, he wouldn't even be yotzei slichas then. You can only be yotzei slichas if it's a hakdama for the other tefillas, but if you're not going to have the other tefillas daven properly, so then what's the hakdama? You have a beautiful introduction, but the ikar is missing. He said this, that's the same idea. The shliach tzibur, what the Ramah is saying is the shliach tzibur for slichas is supposed to be the shliach tzibur for the other tefillas, because the slichas is the hakdama for the other tefillas. If it's hakdama for the other tefillas, then the same shliach tzibur that davens the slichas should daven the other tefillas. That was his beer with this halacha of the Ramah. L'maisa, the minig is to be megalot. Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Vav says that the minig is that we're not so makbid that the shliach tzibur for slichas should daven the other tefillas. Very often you have an ovel or a yartzeit who doesn't know the nusach of the slichas. So to torture him, to say that, well, he can't daven the slichas, and now that he can't daven the slichas, he can't daven shachas either. He can't daven shachas and mincha for the yomer either. It's difficult on people. I'm not sure that we have to be machmer for it. But it's a yesod to keep in mind. Why is it a yesod to keep in mind? I think it's an important message for slichas in general. Sometimes people come to slichas, and you know they try to finish the slichas, and then they start shachris late. You know, because it could be because the tzibur daven slichas too fast. It could be that they came late to slichas, so they want to be mashlim all the parts of the slichas that they missed because the tzibur started before them. But then they're going to miss pesukah d'zimra, and they're going to miss brachas hashachar, and they're going to miss karbonis. Miss Karbanis, who doesn't say Karbanis? Don't answer that question. Right? They're going to miss parts of tefillah that they're supposed to be davening. Right? So, what should you do? But this is the time that we're supposed to say slichas. Yeah, but slichas is the hakdama for tefillah. So, if you can say the slichas, say it. If the tzibur finishes slichas, stop right there and then put on your tefillin and daven shachris. You'll be mashlim whatever slichas that you're going to be mashlim later. But don't try to be mashlim the slichas before, and then as a result of that, you're going to miss part of the tefillah, because you're losing the whole point. The whole point is that slichas is the hakdama to the tefillah. So get as much of the hakdama that you can, but then try to take advantage of the tefillah itself. Now that you're early, or you're mamish on time to davening, because they're starting, they finish slichas, and they start the brichas hashachar, and you're there for brachas. Right, so now that you're there for brachas, take advantage. take advantage of the tefillah, daven as best as we can. And hopefully we will say slichas appropriately at the right time, and we'll have the time to say slichas, and we'll daven properly, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer all of our tefillahs.